Coddersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
So the late, late show for Everton yesterday at Goodison Park. They salvaged a point against Manchester United. Is this the catalyst for better things to come? To tell us is Alan Irwin. Morning, Al.
Well, you'd like to think so, Steve. Good morning to you. What a weekend of football. Incredible. Late, late goals. For
everywhere.
Teams, yeah. For and against. Yeah. Similar story to what happened with Everton in their last home game, wasn't it, against Swansea? A late, late equaliser. It was Seamus Coleman then popping up with a header. But to be honest, I think many Evertonians might have just given it up against Manchester United. It wasn't quite going their way. And then a former Blue comes back to give them a penalty, which is, a silly challenge from Fellaini. But I think on overall balance, you'd probably say it was just about deserved. But the word catalyst, you'd like to see Everton use it as a catalyst for improved form. But there wasn't too much to write home about again, particularly in the first 45 minutes, Steve, was there?
Well, at the very end of that, the fans were very silent at the end of the game, which is a little bit strange. I sort of thought, you know, given what they'd achieved there, point in the last minute, you know, the euphoria against United, it all felt a little bit damp, I thought, at the end.
In usual circumstances like that, where you get a last-minute equaliser, where you've been pressing, it feels like a win, doesn't it? And it feels like a defeat for the team who've conceded that late goal. But there wasn't too much euphoria. You're absolutely spot on, and I've heard a lot of contrasting views on the overall Everton performance. I wasn't flattered by them by any stretch of the imagination. I thought the first half was same old Everton again. I was maybe a little baffled by the team changes as well, cleverly starting the game. I don't think that had any major impact on proceedings for Everton in terms of offensively anyway. And overall, I think Everton only came to light in the last sort of 5-10 minutes. I've heard people saying De Gea was man of the match, which I thought was a little strange. You know, he made one very good save. Other than that, he would have expected to make, you know, the other three or four straightforward ones that he had to deal with. Idrissa Gueye was man of the match by a mile as far as Everton were concerned. He was outstanding and back to his best, but they need another seven or eight players performing on that sort of level to get results on a consistent basis.
Well, January will be a long old month if Everton are playing as they are now and Idrissa Gueye is the only one who's performing, because he's going to be away on Africa Cup of Nations duty. How do Everton survive without him?
Yeah, and Yannick Bolasie likewise, I think, although he picked up an injury yesterday. It's something that Ronald Koeman's certainly got to look at. I don't think you can simply go out and buy a player of that sort of stature and calibre in the way he's performing at the moment for Everton. It's got to be, you know, something from within, and I don't think maybe Everton have got that at the moment. It might necessitate a change in the style of play, a change in formation, Steve, a change away from the Gareth Barry, Idrissa Gueye sort of, you know, two holding midfielders, but he will be a big miss because there's nobody who throws in as many tackles, interceptions, challenges as Idrissa Gueye does, not just for Everton. I think he's top of the stats in the Premier League for the amount of tackles completed and won this season. So he is going to be a big miss, and it's difficult to see at the moment how Everton are going to replace him. So there's certainly a lot of work to do there for Ronald Koeman.
Even won the penalty, of course, off Marouane Fellaini at the end. I thought it was quite a clear-cut penalty, although I heard some areas of the media discussing whether it was or not.
Well, when you go across a player like that, I think Fellaini's got to ensure that he gets his knees, his legs out of the way. He's committed himself to the challenge where maybe he didn't possibly need to. Idrissa Gueye is already going across him and actually falling in the process as Fellaini makes contact with him. So I think it was a penalty. I think it would have been hard for the referee not to award a spot kick there. So, just reward in the end for Everton sort of pressing in the final 10 or 15 minutes. But, Mourinho's had his say about Everton being a long ball team. You can't disagree with some of that at the moment. You have to say that Everton were a bit direct. And in circumstances when you're a goal down with 10 or 15 minutes to go, you can understand teams going direct. You know, Enner Valencia came on and actually did okay yesterday. And Everton were trying to throw balls into the penalty area late on, but that's what happens when you're a goal down, you're seeking an equaliser. So his comments were a little strange, but they always are now, aren't they?
Ronald Koeman had to make that decision before the game about Phil Jagielka, and obviously he threw Ramiro Funes-Mori in there. Might have been a little bit at fault for the opening goal. How do you see that situation that Ronald's got at the moment in choosing between the two of them?
I don't think he was too much at fault with the opening goal, although he hesitated, didn't he, when the ball struck the crossbar. I think Stekelenburg had a rush of blood more than anything else, didn't he? Why he was coming out for that ball is beyond me, but I think if he hadn't, it might have got in at half-time goalless. But back to the question of Funes-Mori, Jagielka has not been himself over the past 5-6 weeks without a shadow of a doubt. There is something that he's lost. He's given away needless penalties, hasn't he, on numerous occasions. And I think Everton need to start looking to the future, really, in the centre-back department. I mean, Ashley Williams is 32 himself, so, a couple more seasons in him. But is Ramiro Funes-Mori the centre-back partner for Williams for the remainder of this season? Some will say that he's no better, no worse than Jagielka at the moment. So, and I'm not sure, I'm not entirely sure that Koeman sees him as the natural replacement. I think Mason Holgate, who came on and played at right-back yesterday, is more of a natural centre-back and maybe the longer-term solution, but that would be difficult to sort of give him that sort of run of games from now to the end of the season and put a total reliance on a 20-year-old at the heart of defence, although, John Stones has been there and done it.
Yeah, that's one of the questions he's got to answer. The other one's Ross Barkley, of course, who was left on the subs bench. Was that the right decision? And how on earth do you go about dealing with his situation now?
Well, sometimes it can send a message, Steve, can't it? It can be, a message to Ross Barkley that you've got to improve. You've got to give us what your ability has shown in the past. I think Koeman does believe that Ross Barkley is a player. And I think it's just a message that he's trying to send to the lad to say, knuckle down and, get your place back in the team. And I think it might do him good. We saw it at Sunderland where he was hauled off at half-time earlier in the season. He seemed to respond after that. Let's hope he can respond again and Koeman can get the best out of him because, I still believe in Barkley as a player, provided they can play him in the right position. Maybe this, change in January with Idrissa Gueye, it might necessitate a change in formation and Barkley might get a deeper role.
Okay, Everton 10 points off fourth place. Just what, the one win in nine now?
Yeah.
Still need to find some sort of winning form.
Well, when you look at the Premier League table, I don't think you should really look at the position of eighth that Everton are in. It's the amount of points away from the top four and nearer to the bottom sort of three that is a concern more than anything else. Everton are what, 9 points off the bottom three and 10 points off the top four. There's a whole host of clubs bunching together mid-table, and Everton are going to be one of those, I'm afraid, because I don't see them challenging for the top four, given what's happened over the course of the past couple of months, Steve. This one win and a lack of goals is a big, big problem. They've only scored twice in the last four league games now, and one of them was a penalty, stroked home yesterday, and that late Seamus Coleman goal against Swansea. They've got to solve this problem up front, and maybe now is the time where they have to throw Ener Valencia in and play two to give Lukaku a bit of support and see what comes of it at Watford.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.